This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
In Milwaukee last night, game three of the Eastern Conference semifinal series between the Bucks and the Nets. And in this one, it was all Bucks in the first quarter. They jumped all over the Nets. They had a 19-point lead at the end of the first, but then the Nets came right back. And by the half, they were trailing by just three. In the third quarter, things started to get a little chippy.
As Tucker and Durant get into each other's face. Tucker now yelling at Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, Tucker, you got to be smart. Okay, it's going to be a double technical foul. You don't want to pick up another one and be ejected out of this ballgame.
No, you don't want that. So after things calm down, third quarter continues. By the end of the third, the Nets trailing only by two. Now we go to the fourth quarter with less than 2 minutes to play. The Nets take the lead.
Durant has it, fights over, fires a three. Bang! Kevin Durant from downtown. And the Nets have a three-point lead with 1:23 remaining.
So the Nets lead it right there by three with 1:23 remaining, but the Bucks would come back.
16 seconds remaining.
And deciding not to call a timeout.
Holiday spin move, gets inside, lands, good! It's good! And the Bucks go up by one with 11.4 remaining.
And the Bucks would pull it off. They would get the 86-83 victory, so they are back in the series. They are now down one. They were down one as the Nets lead the series 2-1.
Nice.
But if you're the Bucks, you can't be all that feeling great, I should say. You shouldn't be feeling that great after that game because there was a lot of missed shots by everybody on both teams. The shooting was just atrocious. It was terrible. I mean, think about that. They lost game two. They got clobbered in game two, having only scored, 86 points? Last night, they only scored 88.
Wow.
You know, it was horrible. Anyway, the Utah Jazz are rolling. Give me some Jazz.
After the zone pod of all the night.
Give me number six. Give me number six.
Give
me
number six. I got you.
Utah Jazz playing nice and easy out in Utah.
Yeah, baby.
Continue to show everybody that, well, Miss Jackson, they are for real. Jazz beat the Clippers 117-111. That would be the final. Donovan Mitchell had 37 in the victory. The Jazz lead that series, that Western Conference semifinal series, 2-0 to zero on that. So, yeah. So now we head to the NHL playoffs on the ice. Just one game. The Golden Knights hosting the Colorado Avalanche. And with the game tied at three, this would be the game winner.
After the zone by the Golden Knights. Here's Tuck with a drive. Missed the net, and then Petrangelo scores!
Alex Petrangelo scores to make it 4-3, the Vegas Golden Knights go on to a 6-3 victory. They eliminate the Avalanche and move on to the Stanley Cup semifinals, where they will host the Montreal Canadiens in Game 1 on Monday night. In the other semifinal, the Lightning will host the Islanders. That game, Sunday afternoon, I believe at 3. That was the NHL report, sponsored by the all-new Yankit.
Introducing the Yankit, the only blanket with built-in decoy arms. Our patented process makes it look like you're holding the remote or sipping a beer. Meanwhile, your real hands are under the blanket, going to town.
Peter, what are you doing?
Nothing. Let's watch a Scarlett Johansson movie. But wait, there's more. We have Yankits for all occasions. Sporting events. At the supermarket. On the job.
Hey, what's going on under that blanket?
You'll never know.
A couple of months ago, Major League Baseball moved the 2021 All-Star Game from Atlanta to Coors Field in Colorado in the wake of Georgia passing a controversial overhaul of election laws. A federal judge yesterday shot down an attempt by a group to have them move the game back. Basically, the judge in the case reporter in the case, Tim Tucker, no relation to Tom, the judge in the case, Valerie Caproni in New York, denied the request for an injunction that would have forced them to play the game in Atlanta, basically saying that the Major League Baseball, they're well within their rights to do what they did.
They can
in this
do
case.
What they want to do.
How much you can do there.
Screwed a lot of people over.
They
man.
Did. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Braves 4-3. The Red Sox topped the Astros 12-8. But no one's talking about the game. They're talking about this kid before the game. Alex Bregman, who was on the Astros, was part of that 2017 World Series team.
Yeah.
One of the cheaters. He was called over by a Red Sox fan to get a picture. Well, Bregman goes over to get a picture, and then the kid informs him he doesn't want a photo with him.
Can I get a photo?
I'm going to.
I don't want a photo with you, cheater. I don't want a photo with you.
Go bang on a barrel, you bum.
I don't want a photo of you. Go bang on a barrel, you bum.
Yeah.
You cheater. Wow. Yeah, what this kid fails to realize is that the manager for the Red Sox is Alex Cora, who was the ringleader of the banging on the trash cans for the 2017 World Series champions, Houston Astros. The Yankees last night led by two going into the bottom of the ninth against the Twins, but their closer, Aroldis Chapman, gave up a pair of two-run homers, and they lose 7-5. The Tides also lost on the road in Jacksonville 6-4. And here's your fun fact.
Yeah.
Daytime naps improve your memory and also cut the risk of heart disease.
Oh, that good.
Everyone
good.
Should take
going,
daytime naps. It's the only thing we got going.